Nancy's bedroom was the smallest, most personal room in the house, girlish and as frothy as a ballerina's tutu. Walls, ceiling, and everything else except a bureau and a writing desk were pink or blue or white. The white and pink bed, piled with blue pillows, was dominated by a big pink and white teddy bear, a shooting gallery prize that Bobby had won at the county fair. A cork bulletin board, painted pink, hung above a white-skirted dressing table. Dry gardenias, the remains of some ancient corsage, were attached to it, and old valentines, newspaper recipes, and snapshots of her baby nephew and of Susan Kidwell and of Bobby Rupp, Bobby caught in a dozen actions, swinging a bat, dribbling a basketball, driving a tractor, wading in bathing trunks at the edge of McKinney Lake, which was as far as he dared go, for he had never learned to swim. And there were photographs of the two together, Nancy and Bobby. Of these, she liked best one that showed them sitting in a leaf-dappled light amid picnic debris and looking at one another with expressions that, though unsmiling, seemed mirthful and full of delight. Other pictures, of horses, of cats deceased but unforgotten, like poor Boobs, who had died not long ago and most mysteriously, she suspected poison, encumbered her desk. Nancy was invariably the last of the family to retire. As she had once informed her friend and home economics teacher, Mrs. Polly Stringer, the midnight hours were her time to be selfish and vain. It was then that she went through her beauty routine, a cleansing, creaming ritual, which on Saturday nights included washing her hair. Tonight, having dried and brushed her hair and bound it in a gauzy bandana, she set out the clothes she intended to wear to church the next morning. Nylons, black pumps, a red velveteen dress. Her prettiest, which she herself had made. It was the dress in which she was to be buried. Before saying her prayers, she always recorded in a diary a few occurrences. Summer here. Forever, I hope. Sue over, and we rode Babe down to the river. Sue played her flute. Fireflies. And an occasional outburst. I love him. I do. It was a 5-year diary. In the 4 years of its existence, she had never neglected to make an entry, though the splendor of several events, Eviana's wedding, the birth of her nephew, and the drama of others, her first real quarrel with Bobby, a page literally tear-stained, had caused her to usurp space allotted to the future. A different tinted ink identified each year. 1956 was green, and 1957 a ribbon of red, replaced the following year by bright lavender, and now, in 1959, she had decided upon a dignified blue. But as in every manifestation, she continued to tinker with her handwriting, slanting it to the right or to the left, shaping it roundly or steeply, loosely or stingily, as though she were asking, "Is this Nancy? Or that? Or that? Which is me?" Once Mrs. Riggs, her English teacher, had returned a theme with a scribbled comment, "Good. But why written in 3 styles of script?" To which Nancy had replied, "Because I'm not grown up enough to be one person with one kind of signature." Still, she had progressed in recent months, and it was in a handwriting of emerging maturity that she wrote, "Jolene Kay came over and I showed her how to make a cherry pie. Practiced with Roxy. Bobby here and we watched TV. Left at 11.